and we're here again to do some healings with everyone. And some people ask, well, how do these healings work? Do I need to concentrate on the healings as you do them? Do I need to try to push energy around in my body? Do I need to meditate? Well, basically, nothing. You just sit there and you experience the healing. The light beams pull up your complete database of you on the Creation Light Ship, and these wonderful beings know more about you than you know yourself. So all you do is sit back and relax. They don't require you to have a belief system of any type. So on the earth-based religions here, we have, we'll use the word God that everybody typically has went to church and prayed to. They don't have that on the light ship. That's just a three-letter word, and it doesn't mean anything to them whatsoever, because part of your spirit is connected to them as the divine energy. So what you believe, whether it's God energy or not, makes no difference to them. So if you had an upbringing, maybe in a Catholic church, and maybe you thought it should have been something else, it doesn't matter. They don't care what you believe. In fact, to be perfectly honest with you, and you're probably all going to agree with me, if you had no religious beliefs at all, you would probably be much better off, because that'll give you less densities to clear for them to help you. So that's basically how the healings work. They're all instantaneous. And what we're going to do first here is I'm trying to just see what they want to do to orchestrate this show here. I normally do entity clearings at first. What they want to do is bring in and charge up the lightship insignia, or charge up the light beam. So either one, whatever you want to bring up on your screen, you can. Just kind of click on it, Creation Lightship Healing, and you may see in the chat box there, chat line, the lightship insignia too. So just bring that up in front of you. And we're going to energize these right now. And it's very simple. Just kind of sit back and relax here. And as the energies come in, you're going to actually feel the energies coming down to you from the light ship. It'll come around in your room. And light ship only works with divine energies of the light. So you're going to feel heart-based energy coming to you right now. So we're going to start to energize this light ship insignia, or the light beam, whatever one you choose to have in front of you, and here comes the energy right now. This will take about a half a minute. And they're running the energies now, so just relax. And you may start to feel your heart opening up a little bit here. Okay, here we go. And I'll count to 10 as they fully integrate now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you watch either one of these pictures on your screen, you're going to notice that they probably change color slightly. They become normally more three-dimensional as they float off of the actual background on your monitor screen. Okay, let's see here if we have any comments tonight. Did some healings today with people and they loved it. One lady is talking about her parallel life clearing. She's able to sleep better. We've done a lot of clearings with your fear body. That's a new one that just came up. Some people do have fears that they're dealing with that are kind of basically suppressed, and it may control their life, so we can do a fear body clearing. I did Immaculate Conception clearing today. That was just wonderful. That actually goes back in time, and we go starting from 9 months and clear energies, and we keep clearing and clearing until you're actually conceived in divine love energy. This is how that process works. I'm going to be doing an entity clearing now, so sit back and relax as you start releasing these energies from you here. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on. There we go. They're being released now, and we're working with your two legs at one time. There we go. More is being released. And you might actually feel energies leaving you. They're very subtle sometimes, and they get attracted to our pain that we deal with if we have any physical pain. and they can be with us for a long, long time. Could be even for maybe almost your whole lifetime. We just don't know about them being attached to us. Okay, next we're going to work on your hip joints. A lot of people can have hip problems, or maybe they throw their back out of whack or something, or they have a sciatic nerve problem, so we're working with that right now. Remember, these entities only come to us through basically pain, along with what we're doing in our life. So if we go out to, say, a bar, for instance, which I haven't done in, can't remember the last time I was in a bar, actually. But if you go out into a bar and you have a couple of drinks, it may be perfectly fine, but they're going to be hanging around you. And as you have maybe a few more drinks, at some point you're going to hit the spot to where your spirit cannot communicate with you any longer. And or you may not even know that your spirit has ever communicated with you. But at some point, it's going to say, well, forget this. I'm no use for this body anymore, this person, so I'm not going to leave. And at that point, once it leaves, then you get filled full of entities. And when the entities come in at that point, unfortunately, they take over your body. So you become possessed. It may not be as awful as people see on TV with you know, demons, etc., but basically they can do very awful and bad things to other people, including yourself. So we're releasing these energies now out of you, and naturally, when they do come to you, they sometimes like to stay in your body. Mainly what we're dealing with right now is entities that probably have come to you from pain and traumas. So they've been released. Now we're going to go to your back area, all your internal organs, the front side of you. And here we go. We will do a sample of the pure body healing tonight. So I'm going to write that down here. So it's a little hard for me to read the fast chat because I'm in the moment, and the words are like one word at a time as I look at them, then I have to decipher what they're actually telling me. It's quite interesting to go from one moment to the next to read a word. So I did recognize pure body and the bow type, so I can write that down here. So here we go. We're working with the energies in the center of you now, in your intestines, stomach area, spleen, liver, kidneys. And a lot of people have had troubles probably with their kidneys. That's quite common. And we're releasing all energies out of you to help this process here for healing. Remember, these entities will take away your life force energy. In a sense, they are a spirit energy because the earth created the spirit energy. It's invisible. And we tend to say everything is spirit when it is invisible. But this energy does not look out of your eyes ever. Only your divine spirit in your heart center looks out of your eyes. And this is the way you tell if you're fully in your body or not, or even partly in your body, is how well your eyes are glowing. If your eyes are glossed over, then you're not in your body. And unfortunately, when that happens, something is controlling you. If you look at someone who is very bright-eyed, I guess bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, the old saying, they're in their body quite nicely, and they'll have a lot more spiritual energy around them, along with being able to probably get their guidance. So we're going to talk about, as we're clearing here, we're going to go now up to your mid-part of your body here, going up above the shoulders now. I'm still working on the lungs here, getting energies out of your lungs, and working up now to your shoulders. So like I mentioned on the other show, the last one that we did here, a lot of people think that all you have to do is be in your heart center for the ascension process. And, you know, then from there you're told that now, since you're in your heart, you can actually program a new reality for you, and your heart-centered, et cetera. Well, you need to be in your body all the way for the ascension. Being heart-centered is like, you know, preschool steps. That's where you should be anyway. But then you need to come more fully into your body, a little bit at a time, we'll say, percentage by percentage, until you get to 100%. This is where you want to be. So you can do the ascension process with your physical body. But the people like to say that, yeah, you know, when you're in your body and you're full of love energy, then, you know, you're in your body partly and you feel that love in your heart, then you can go out and find a cause, and that'll help you for the ascension process. and or what you can do is be co-creative with the universe because you're in your heart. Well, none of that's going to work for the ascension because the mind energy is released and you need to be with your body fully. So the ascension process is, in simple terms, the universe is turned off completely. The dark energy has to leave because it can't stick to anything. So it's kind of like a large, you know, cosmic vacuum cleaner, and it takes away all this negativity, and it collects to itself what it created in the light. And after that process, then the darkness must leave because it can't attach to anything. The next step is, can your spirit now reintegrate fully with your spiritual blueprint of your body? Now remember, the earth spirit is not going to be here on the earth any longer. So for the earth, what's going to happen is the earth spirit is going to leave the earth blueprint and say, howdy else, I've been here, done that, been in duality for too long, and it's now going to its new creation in eighth dimensional reality. So the earth spirit would like to have you come with to eighth dimensional reality since it knows the frequencies of your body that was created here from these elements, okay? And that's the whole process that has given you the opportunity to do this. So the earth, after the ascension process, typically will not be materialized. It will not be materialized by the earth spirit. If something else gets a hold of the earth blueprint, then it could reappear again. That's no problem. But unfortunately, the resonance of the new spirit will never be like the other one because every spirit has their own resonant frequency, like snowflakes. So even if you could materialize your body, if that were to happen, and then you wanted to go to this earth plane where we are now, it would not work because the frequency would not be resonant to your physical body. This is why your blueprint is stored on the light ship, and it's up to your spirit then to reactivate it, and it can do so and go to eighth dimensional reality. So I hope that's pretty clear for all of you. And whether it's here or not makes no difference. This earth plane could be materialized by many, many spirits in many different dimensions of the light, and it can also add to the earth whatever it likes to as far as life forms, plus what's on it right now, or take away a few that's on it and add something else. In other words, it's a creative process that this new spirit, if it chooses to, or spirits choose to integrate with the new earth blueprint, then they're at free choice to do their own changes. So we're doing some entity work now. This is kind of how the ascension process works. So this is your gift to your body. Remember, your body's been locked here for thousands of years, and this is a graduation time. And if you look upon that as, wow, I can leave here, that's great with my body. If not, your spirit will automatically be collected by the light ship, and it's out of here regardless of whether you bring your body with or not. So that's the good news. It's better to take your body with you because look at your body. You know, it's struggled this whole lifetime so far. So what we're going to do next here is working on your neck and your head, taking away entities here as we're doing this clearing. And naturally, once the clearing is done, the light ship holds the space for you before we bring back your spirit energy. So they have to go out and collect you, find out where you left, where you went to. You know, you could be on the moon having a poker game or something, or playing chess with some other spirits there, but it has to come back to your body. So it searches the universe for your spiritual fragments. And there can be thousands, if not millions, of these that left. Because the moment in the now is in the now all the time. So it's this now, and next now, and now. And it just depends how many times you're not in your body through pain and trauma that it has left you. Here we go. Looks like your head's doing pretty well. We're now going to bring back the spirit fragments to you. And these healings sound like they're happening just, really quick. You know, in the next, you know, like 5 minutes, you're going to be in your body. And that's all that it took is like flicking your fingers, you know, or you know, snapping your hand there with making a clicking sound or something. But this is actually a lot of work for the light ship to do to find you. And they're out of time, so even though it's maybe a few minutes our time, it could be typically maybe years their time to go out to look for you. And here you're coming. You're going to be coming into your body now. You might feel the presence around you. Normally people feel like a warm sensation around their body as your spirit is being collected outside of your body. We're going to be coming into your body right now. I'll count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do a chakra balancing now. And you should feel a little more together inside of yourself. You should feel a little denser, a little heavier. We'll do your chakras here. So going to your heart chakra, moving that around. Perfect. And going up to your throat chakra. Great. Third eye. Great. And moving back down. Power chakra. Good. Second chakra. Good. Oh, boy, I'm yawning. Second chakra. Anybody out there? Yeah. Okay, there we go. Second chakra. Good. And first chakra. Good. Do an opening if you wish. The opening increases the chakra size so that you're able to transmit more spiritual energy into your invisible bodies and also your physical body. Remember, all your internal organs are attached to the chakra energy system. It's very complex, but just keeping it very simple, if your chakras are not working or one is closed down, you're not going to feel very good. So we're going to do an opening now, and I normally go body width for everybody. This is your choice. Here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going now down to your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. First chakra. Spin, 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 open. If you notice, my voice doing the opening will count, and then all of a sudden it says open. That's all automatic, so it depends on how the group of people are that I'm working with. I may have to do maybe 5 opens or maybe 10 to 15. If it's over that, then chakras are reversed. And so it's an automatic process for me. I'm not really looking at anything or analyzing. It's just an automatic process for me. So what we're going to do right now is your mind-to-heart drop. This will connect your awakening consciousness to your heart center. Remember, this body, this energy body, mental body has to surrender. And what you want to get to is to first have the body surrender to your heart. Once you get that trained to do that, then at that point you can start expanding your heart out. And your whole heart then, with the heart consciousness, will sort of feel like one gigantic chakra all over your whole body. And then you're completely in tune with your divine guidance continuously. Otherwise, you have to keep dropping down into your heart to actually quiet the mind. So here we go. Dropping down. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart center where your spirit resides. Here we go. Dropping down. Again, I'll count backwards from 10 to 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll let you hear some music here and just stay in your heart center and connect to your spirit. Ask for guidance and healing. okay. It should feel pretty peaceful. We're going to do some other clearings right now for you. And the first one we're going to do looks like will be an anger clearing, okay? I haven't done this one before, I don't think. If I have, it's been a long, long time ago. So we're going to go back in time here. We'll go back, we'll do 1 month of time. So we're going to go 4 weeks here. So 4 weeks back. And again, we'll use the chakras here to do that. And the life beings now are going to begin to pull up the database of you. And the clearing will begin right now. So here we go. This is an anger clearing. Sixth chakra for 4 weeks ago, cleared. Fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 weeks ago for anger, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 weeks ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 week ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And from 1 week to today, right now, this moment. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So as most of the healings that we do, just look at your life and pick out a situation that maybe puts you into the anger, you know, stage of life here, and to see how you feel about you know, why you were angry, what happened, and see if that whole scenario seems a little distant for you. The next clearing will be the same process. This is a fear clearing. And this will clear you away from fears that you may have, unexplained fears, everything under the title of fear. So here we go. 4 weeks back, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 weeks, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 2 weeks. I'll do that one over again. It didn't feel right. Let's start over. Four weeks ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 weeks ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. 1 week ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared.
Boy,
we're going. That one again. 1 week ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And from 1 week to this present moment, boy, I need to get some water here. That was pretty strong, those two times for the fear energy. Here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So we'll just double check it. Fourth week's fine, third good, second good, first good, and do this one over again from 1 week to now. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, so let me just check the chat line here, see if anything is on it here. Recordings from people, probably. We can do that in a little bit here. We have the planetary sample clearing here. Now, what we just got through doing is about 80% correct and healed. Okay, so if you wish to continue on with this healing, on these I charge $5 for each year of your life, and typically, you know, depending on your age, but I normally allow an hour of time for the healing. It could be much less than that. You know, if you're only 20, it won't take very long, but normally I deal with most people who are at the age, I would say, probably at least 35, typically 50 to probably about 75. And I have been up to the age of 93, I believe, so far. Okay, next clearing that we're going to be doing is a planetary healing. And again, this is what I call the horoscope, how the our wonderful extraterrestrial overseers have allowed these planets to come in here and court us. And we know about the ones on our horoscope, you know, but there's many, many other ones that are typically maybe invisible to us from the dark side energy. Remember, the light never created the dark, but, you know, it does exist too. And these energies cord your physical body. And we'll do 10 planets right now. And the way it normally works, the light chip will pick the 10 planets that are connected to you causing the most harm right now. This is how the healings normally work with them. And so I'm going to write some numbers down here so we can clear them. And again, what I'd like you to do is to take a mental note. You know, if you can stay in your heart, do a heart sampling of your body. But most people are mental, so they kind of look at things with their psychic radar that way. When you, in fact, I'm going to put you back under your heart right now. I'm going to drop everybody down. There, now you're in your heart again. Now what we're going to do is I'm going to hold you in your heart center. Boy, this is, takes a lot of energy. And I want you now to put out your psychic radar, which you normally do, but it's not going to be a heart-based psychic radar. Normally, remember, it's always in your head. Okay, and now project that out and look at your body. It looks completely different. Some people are kind of leaving, trying to put you back in again. And remember, this is what you have to do to train yourself to stay in your heart center. And living on the earth plane with all the stuff that's here and people's energies is very difficult. I would imagine if we all lived up in the mountains someplace and somebody brought us food, you know, once a week or whatever, and we had no contact with people, it would be very easy to stay in your heart. Because animals will normally not interfere with us, and they live in a lot of heart energy anyway. We're going to stay in your heart now, do this sample of your psychic radar now, and kind of do a body scan. And now what we're going to do is release the planets here and see where this energy is affecting you. And again, think of a physical condition that you have. It could be anything. Normally the dark side wants to connect with you and take away energies from you, and they need to have some type of condition of trauma to do that. That's not always true, but most of the time that's the way they work. So, and that trauma now would be like maybe if you have a backache, a sore throat, well, they're living on that energy. And so, and the planet's probably connected to you, taking away your life force. So here we go. Just think of a scenario, and I'm going to put you back into your heart center. There we go. And here we go. First, number 10 planet, disconnected. 9 disconnected. 8 disconnected. 7 disconnected, 6 disconnected, 5th disconnected, 4th disconnected, 3rd disconnected, 2nd disconnected, and 1st disconnected. There we go. And again, look at your body and just see how you feel. So far, I've been up to 800 planets, which for me is kind of depressing. You know, we only know about the basic 12 that, you know, people talk about, but this is like a drop in the bucket, but it will help you. And once you're disconnected, you know, you're pulled out of that by the light ship, and I don't see any reason why you'd be going back, and I'm sure that there's severing the connection so you cannot go back there. And maybe they're out actually doing some, use the word Star Wars, if you would, to eliminate this planet from ever courting anybody. Remember, it's coming into the light, taking away the light energy. And the way that the light ship looks at it is that you are just as important as anything else out there, including them on the light ship, because you're an extension of them. And so whatever happens to you is actually happening to them, and they don't want to go into the darkness. So this is how these healings work. This is why they're so dedicated to help you, because it's actually their survival is in you. Okay, next clearing we're going to be doing here, I'll see what's on the fast chat. I guess Chris said it's what a difference here. That may have been the anger clearing, I'm just guessing here. Depression. Well, let's try a depression clearing here. So again, we're going to go back 1 month here and see what happens here. So sit back and relax. And I'm sure we all have every one of these issues anyway, so it'll help us somewhat here. Here we go. 4 weeks ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3 weeks back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 weeks back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 1 week, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared.
Well, Yanni, this is that one over again.
Six cleared, fifth cleared. If you want to yawn with me, you can. It helps move the energy. Six clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared, third cleared, second clear, first cleared. And from 1 week to today, right now, this present moment. Six cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third clear, second clear, first cleared. So that's our depression clearing here. Could be decompression, too. There's a lot of things, if you look up the word in the dictionary under depression, look above and below it, you find out what the word actually means. Typically go about six words, and that's probably enough, maybe more, but go above and below. And next we're going to do a energy of people who have courted you. So naturally, we court them and they court us. A lot of times it's done unknowing to either party. But regardless, it's not good to do. Typically, a mother will put out an energy cord from the front of her to her child, and so will the father. So that way you know if your child is doing okay in school or not, because you can sample them with your psychic radar that way, and the cord actually connects your energy with them. And some people resonate very nicely that way, but typically we shouldn't have any cords. Cords behind you are definitely from a psychic attack, typically, although it could come in the front of you also. So the sneaky people do it from behind. The more bold ones may do it from the front. Okay, so here we go. We're going to take a release here. We're going to go back 1 week in time. And we'll just do day by day here. So 7 days ago, we're going to take the energy back from your sixth chakra. So we're going to go from we're going to go from the energy of somebody is connected to you with and bring that energy back to them and disconnect you. So sixth chakra disconnected, fifth disconnected, fourth disconnected, third disconnect, second disconnect, first disconnect. 6 days ago, sixth chakra disconnect, fifth disconnect, fourth disconnect, third disconnect, second disconnect, first disconnect. There's a lot of people being disconnected here. 5 days ago, sixth disconnect, fifth disconnect, fourth disconnect, third disconnect, second disconnect, first disconnect. You might see their actual picture flash on your psychic billboard here. 4 days ago, sixth disconnect, fifth disconnect, fourth disconnect, third disconnect, second disconnect, first disconnect. 3 days ago, sixth disconnect, fifth disconnect, fourth disconnect, third disconnect, second disconnect, first disconnect. 2 days ago, sixth disconnect, fifth disconnect, fourth disconnect, third disconnect, second disconnect, first disconnect. 1 day ago, sixth disconnect, fifth disconnect, fourth disconnect, third disconnect, second disconnect, first disconnect. And today, six disconnect, five disconnect, four disconnect, third disconnect, second disconnect, and first disconnected. And I'll do the same process. Cords that you put out to someone else, unknowingly probably, I would hope, and I'm going to bring that energy back to you. Sometimes you feel drained not knowing why. Is it you're giving your energy away to somebody, or are they taking it? Either way, just as bad. So 6-7 days ago, so I'll bring the energy back to you, so you're regaining your energy from your sixth chakra, fifth chakra, fourth, third, second, first, 6 days ago, regaining, reclaiming your energy. 6-5-4-3-2-1. 5 days ago, reclaiming your energy back. 6-5-4-3-2-1. 4 days ago. 6-5-4-3-2-1. 3 days ago. 6-5-4-3-2-1. 2 days ago. 6-5-4-3-2-1. Do that one again. Let's do 3 days ago. 6-5-4-3-2-1. 2 days ago. 6-5-4-3-2-1. 1 day ago, 6-5-4-3-2-1, and today, 6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, again, just sample your energy of your body, see how you're feeling. I'll put some music on so you can do that, and do a body scan, and just check out who you are and how you feel. Remember, stay in your heart center and ask your own personal spirit for guidance.
can do this clearing too for your whole lifetime. Remember, this just happened in the last week. You may have a lot of energy running rampant out there and not knowing who has it and who's taken it from you. It could be maybe a love affair maybe in the third grade where you fell in love with somebody, liking them a whole lot, and you put your heart energy there. And it still could be connected. Remember, nothing changes until you change it back. So energy always is connected until you choose to disconnect it. And we don't always know what we're connected to. I have another healing here that someone else asked for, and I also do a complete chakra alignment throughout all of your lifetime, too. That's very important. People do attack chakra energies, so it's kind of similar. So we have one for the bronchial. Looks like we have bacterial infection. Okay, so that could be two things happening. Number one, it could be off-planet extraterrestrial things. We'll just call them bugs, okay? Use that term to make it simple. Or it could be something that's Earth-based on this planet. So I'm going to do it two ways here. And everybody may have something there, possibly. We'll just try this. So the first thing we're going to do is off-planet connections. So I'm not going to be able to see what they are. I don't even want to see what they are, to be honest. I'm just going to take them out. So here we go. And they could be laying dormant in us, too. So here they go, taking out some of these energies from our lungs here. Go from maybe, just say, a sore throat on down to our lungs. So here we go. These things are releasing. Doesn't feel too bad to me. This feels like pretty standard energies. Nothing really atrocious here. If you happen to be kind of gagging or something, or feeling energies leave you, then that's a good sign. Okay, that feels pretty good to me. Now we're going to do things that are on this planet that might be affecting the same situation here. And releasing these energies here. Remember, everything happens to us from the past, basically. So everything is past life recirculating. And it's the thoughts that we have, the emotions that we have from the past, which could be an hour ago or maybe when you're 10 years of age or something. It makes no difference. It's all with us, like I said, with energy. And this is how events happen to get recycled into our life. And it's hard to say why we have some kind of illnesses. It's, again, one of those mind-boggling things. It could be maybe you're out there too far talking about spirituality and the dark side goes, oh, this person's carrying too much light. We got to kind of knock them down a few steps here. They're getting up too high. Reaching maybe too many people, so what they'll do is do like a psychic whammy on you or do something to hurt you, maybe take some money away from you or whatever, to cause you harm, whatever that would be. So I always recommend, you know, don't get out there too much and promote spirituality of the light, because the darkness does not like that. You don't want to be out there waving a flag, you know, up in the above the foxhole, you know, here I am, please get me. So just kind of keep your divinity to yourself, and you'd be probably much better off here. So here we go. I'm going to do just a clearing here on the whole situation with breathing. So we're going to do a clearing going back 4 weeks. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 weeks back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 weeks back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1 week. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So this may help you with your breathing. We'll see. Remember, the emotional densities, if they're not released, the healings have a much harder time working, because the reason why you haven't has not been corrected yet. So you have to get that out of your energetic system so that your spirit can help heal you. Another healing that we're having on here, a victim consciousness. Okay, I've never done that one yet, I don't think. So we'll just create one here. And here we go, going back 4 weeks for victim consciousness. See how this will work with you here. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 weeks back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1 week. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1 week to now, this very moment. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. I'd like you just to kind of, again, sit back and relax and do some sampling of the energy and just see how your body is feeling. See if you feel like you're feeling a little bit better. Look at your past, maybe the past month, and take these issues and check out your breathing. Of the dolphins coming, so I think the dolphins would like to visit all of us here. So I'll just sit back and relax, and coming through either the Lightship insignia, whatever you have up on your screen, or the light beam, we're going to bring in the divine dolphins from the Lightship. There'll be three of them coming in, and here they come. Just kind of watch your picture there now. We'll probably change a little bit as they energize the photograph with their own frequency. And the neat thing what you can do is actually put your hand or hands out in front of you a little ways, maybe a foot. And at some point, you're going to feel a presence there, and the energy will feel like you're actually touching them. And they're here to allow you to do that, and you can feel the texture of their skin. So here they're coming in. I'll count to 10. They'll be fully present. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Just sit back and relax and allow the dolphins to do healing work on you. Request your healing. Typically, you know, you're going to be requesting it inside of your head, and hopefully you're in your heart requesting this. But either way will work fine. did that. Thank you for the lung clearing. So if you are breathing better after these clearing, that's wonderful. What can happen with people is that the light shift will do the clearing. And if you don't release your baggage of what caused it, the clearings, like I have mentioned, can kind of subside from you. So what you have now is a chance to actually examine your life, change your life, look at what happened to you. I always do clearings on people if you want to go, you know, and do clearings with me naturally, but it gives you like a reprieve. Remember, your body, if it hasn't had wellness for a long time, and you do have wellness now, it knows that it can finally do it and have it. And this is a nice thing so that you're aware of, yeah, now I feel better, and now I can change my consciousness. But if the old musty garment is still around you that caused the illness that maybe has taken, you know, 20 years to finally mature to where it is right now, then there is a possibility that, you know, it could return back to you. But I don't want to sound negative. I'm just telling you the way things work, okay? And what you want to do is always bring your spirit into your body for healings. We'll do one sample healing here for you, which you can do yourself. This is to get you more into your body. This is what I'm here to do, to help people for the ascension process, because your spirit needs to be with you to ascend. So what I'd like you all to do is to put your hands in front of you, like you're going to do a prayer, and move them apart maybe like 6 inches to a foot, and kind of move them in again. And there should be like in front of your heart center, in front of your chest there. And at some point, you will feel like a tension, like you're compressing a spring or like a ball, okay? And if you can't feel that, then just say, body, tell me where this energy is, and it will do that for you. Now, what I want you to do is an affirmation out loud. You may want to write this down, which is, I now increase my life force energy. I'll say it again. I now increase my life force energy. And this will work for anybody. If you have a friend who's a born-again Christian or something, they can do this too. It works fine. They won't see anything wrong with it. It works with everybody. So it doesn't really take the mind to analyze this too much. Just tell them that you're getting more energy into your body. It's very, very simple. And what you're going to want to do is move your hands further apart. So if you have a ball in front of you of about, say, 6 inches, move your hands apart, maybe about 1.5 to 2 feet. I want you to come in slowly. And as you move in slowly, you want to say the affirmation, or you could even say it before you move your hands in. Either way works. So here we go. We'll say it out loud together. It has to be out loud. I now increase my life force energy. And you're going to notice that your hands are much further apart than what they were when you started. Move them out again. Say the affirmation. I now increase my life force energy. Move them in again. And you're going to find that you may be body width now as opposed to 6 inches. May even be out 2 to 3 feet. Here we go. I now increase my life force energy. Again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 5 more times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 So when I do large groups of people, what normally happens is if I have 100 people in the room, within about the 10th time, the room is so heated up, it's incredible. The temperature changes that quickly. For yourself, you might start to feel your palm and your hands tingling. Your body might feel warmer right now. And what you're doing is you're invoking your spirit into your body. And by doing that, this is an easy way to come into your body, but you must say it out loud at first. So if you haven't done this before, I would recommend doing it probably 5 times a day, maybe more. Say it out loud. You can whisper it. and move your hands so that you do get the presence and the feeling that something is happening. And after about a week's time, your body will be trained. And all you have to do then at that point is just move your hands. And maybe within a half a second, you can go from 6 inches out to having them all the way across alongside of you here. And this exercise is great for massage practitioners. What you're doing is you're increasing the energy around your body also. And this also can help you and prevent you from being corded. So the energy cords from somebody will come into that energy field. Maybe your field's increased 6 feet around you. And then the energy will come into that field and stop. It'll get charged up. It won't ever affect you. This is a good way also to help yourself get rid of entities sometimes. Those are the bad Scoobies that we did initially on this program here at the beginning. But the main thing is it helps you get more life force energy into your body. And when that life force comes in, that's what heals you. This is your spirit. So this is how I perceive it. And do this as much as you can. If you're driving your car, unless you're in New York and you don't drive, but we'll say that you have a car. And, you know, maybe it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you have to drive an extra half an hour to get home, do this exercise. It will give you probably enough energy to make it the rest of the way safely. And it will perk you up. If you're on the East Coast right now, it's approaching 1 o'clock in the morning, and by doing this, you're probably awake now. So what you might want to say to your body is, body, I don't want to be awake for another 2 or 3 hours. Will you please now release some of this energy from me so I can go to sleep? So I'd kind of recommend doing that. So our show is coming to a close here. I want to thank all the people who have done healings with me in the past here, and also the people who have sent in donations to keep the show on the air here. And the other thing is we have a show tomorrow night, and tomorrow night's show we're going to the Creation Lightship. So if you wish to get on the email list that I have, scroll all the way down on your screen, type in your email address. You will get a confirmation, which you have to acknowledge and click on. And then from there, we'll send you an email. We're doing a 4-hour special conference call a week from tomorrow. And it's on the Lightship. It starts at 1 o'clock my time, Pacific Standard Time. And you're on there for 4 hours total. We do water charging. And the cost for that is $60. I also do 1-hour conference calls for only $20 Mondays and Fridays where you're on the Lightship doing healing. So it's all very, very affordable. And I'll be coming to New York to the New Life Expo. And that will be at the end of March, 1st of April. And then also having some workshops afterwards the next week. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And just know that the Lightship is here to help you. And your spirit is very powerful, but you must know it and walk with your spirit in order to integrate who you are in your body, because it has to come into your body for the ascension process. Just going into your heart is not enough. You have to come into your full body, but the heart is the first process. So blessings to all of you, and good evening.
Hi, this is Brentwood from Legion of Love. Just letting you know you can now hear some of our new released and unreleased tracks on our website, legionoflove.com. You can also purchase our EPs, Gray Matter Tunes and Matters of the Heart, as well as all of our singles, including Shine a Light and Love is the Answer, at most major download sites. And of course, you can hear them on BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network in the world. Peace and love.
To know the bliss found in the divine union of your soul with spirit. You do not have to wait until the afterlife to fully experience oneness with God. Through healing the soul of its forgetfulness of who and what it is, you allow it to fulfill its divine right to know the spirit that you are, so that you can be the knowing spirit and enjoy your existence. Please join me, Reverend Sharice Thorne, for Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. For more information, please visit www.knowingspirit.org.
Hi, I'm Sylvie Avery. Join Mick and I on the Spirit's Work Show for the most unique and fascinating hour of communication with the spirit world you're ever likely to hear. Every Monday at 7 p.m. PST and Thursday at 1 p.m. PST. Visit our website at www.spirit-teaching.com to find out more about us. Buy our books online from our site. See our ever-growing list of audio CDs on subjects from this show. Have an Akashic reading from your book of life. Uncover truth and knowledge to empower you through your life. Direct from the spirit world, spirit guide Gregory Hay offers a personal reading by email. Just visit us at www.spirit-teaching.com or you can find us on bbsradio.com.
Hi, I'm Antonia Love, psychic counselor and metaphysical teacher. Welcome to bbsradio.com. If you're looking for the high spot, all original programming, even the music we play, always original, always here on bbsradio.com.
Hey everybody, this is Mike Lunibus. You better stick around because this is the best place to be for great country music.
Hi, this is Marco May, and I'm glad you're listening to bbsradio.com.
Hi, this is singer-songwriter Robin Avery. It's a privilege to be on BBS Radio. You've been listening to music from my new release, The Way You Hold Me. Come visit me and check out the CD at robinavery.com.
Hello. This is Wesley Snipes. And when I'm going to get tuned in, tuned up, and not tuned out, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell, Health and Sciences Show on BBS. Radio.com. Oh, Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb and went off to the Pleiades. Woo!
Hey, everybody. This is Amy Fiedreich. I am the star of science fiction show Lex the Dark Zone. Well, I hope you're listening to Dr. Fred Bell's show on bbsradio.com. See, well, if you wanted to do Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy?
Health Science and...
Oh, what was it?
Health Science and...
Health Science...
Just say you're listening to Dr. Bell's Health Science and...
And Energy?
Health Science and...
Energy show?
That yeah. Works. In fact, I can
edit... Health, Energy, and Science show.
Health Science and...
We just call it the Dr. Bell show.
Okay, well, that's what I did.
Same thing, only a little shorter. Yeah, same thing. Health Science and...